Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 13th of June 2017, and this is the 599th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm walking along Lansdowne Crescent, which is the crescent in which the cafe is. And I've just been there with a notebook and coloured pens and drafts of bits of chapter, and I've been trying to sort something out. It's not late afternoon, school's just out, it's just after three. I just passed a group of children with a parent, and one of the children, who obviously hadn't been to school, who was younger than the others, was saying that that we were in Lansdowne Crescent instead of Lansdowne Crescent. And I guess, yes, Lansdowne Crescent is a lovely name for it. It's a really nice crescent, which is a gift to me every time I walk along it. And it's the present. I'm in the present. Here I am. I'm on my way home, but I didn't... It's a really beautiful day, and I didn't walk today. Partly because I had a practice session. The Sarah Selecki practice session was on this morning again. A lovely hour and a half of just letting rip with my writing, so I couldn't do one early, but also because I knew that I'd be walking into town later on to go to the writing cave, and so that I would get some exercise, but that has been cancelled again at the very, very last minute. And so I'm looking as if I may not have exercise. I'm getting so tired of the writer's caves being cancelled that I decided to invite other disappointed people who were going to be at the writer's cave to come to my house, and right there. They're coming at six, which made me look at my house with new eyes. And so I'm just about to get some milk so that there's something for tea and coffee, because my little milk bottle that lasts me all week is not going to do any serious tea or coffee drinking. And I thought I might get some coffee as well. I haven't really drunk coffee for so long. So that's what I'm doing. And it's probably just as well that I've got a bit of a break from writing now until this evening, because my arm is a bit sore and from the writing this morning, and rather more ringing than I'm used to. I'm sorry, this is a very noisy corner, isn't it? I'm just outside the post office where I'm going to get the milk. So I think what I'll do is pause you for a moment while I go in there and do my quick shop. I decided to take a slightly longer route back, not very much longer, because I do have quite a lot of things to get sorted before people arrive. Making sure that there are chairs the right height, lights, and plenty of places to plug in computers. And above all, I need to clear my dining room table. It's so long since anyone's been round my place. I'm quite excited about it. It will change the air of it. And So, mixed feelings. I think that all the loosening up, all the loosening of writing this morning made me act much more on impulse. I don't even think I mean that I acted on impulse. Much more, I was much better able to respond to the situation that presented itself without just getting cross that it wasn't happening, the writer's cave wasn't happening. So that's a good thing. So altogether, I feel really good about having organised it. And maybe I'll just do that in the future rather than hanging around waiting for other people to do what they say they will do. It really is lovely. When I said it was late afternoon, of course it does feel quite late because the sun is very low in the sky. A lot of places are already in the shade. I'm going to go back to the cafe now because I didn't really want to get a whole thing of coffee just for one or two people, so I'm going to go and see if they'll give me just a couple of spoonfuls or a bit more in a takeaway cup. That would be the most sensible thing to do. I'm back on Lansdowne Crescent again. And I'm reminded that I need to put the rubbish out before anything else when I get home, or I shall forget. I'm going to, whilst I'm just coming up to the cafe now, and so I'm going to pause you yet again while I negotiate some coffee. Or maybe I won't pause you, let's see how it goes. Some people coming round to write tonight, and I think only one of them drinks coffee, and it just seems really silly to me.
Yeah.
I mean, just go stale if I drink it.
Yeah. So what are you putting it in?
I've got a little espresso stovetop mind you.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean stovetop espresso.
Yes.
See you later.
Bye.
Oh, gosh. What am I doing? I'm just going to drink it raw. I need to wake up. It's not decaf.
There you go. I'll just take that.
No.
I don't actually know what to charge for that. And it's, you know, you spend enough money here. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
What I'm saying is, because you drink decaf, you have these cravings for raw coffee.
Oh, okay.
So you have to come in and smell it.
That's smell nice. No, baby, have another one.
Now I know what you're going to do, Miranda. You're going to go home and go...
I'm going to go home. I'm going to start right now.
Should we feel that or leave for tomorrow?
Leave for tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
No worries at all. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
See you.
Hello, I'm back again. Sorry, you didn't probably need to really hear that, so I hope you were doing something else while I was fiddling about getting rather more than a spoonful of coffee. And I've just noticed my shoelaces are undone again, but I really can't be faffed doing them up just now. And the other thing I've realised that I might need to do for tonight is somehow illuminate my drive, my driveway. I loosely call it a driveway. It was built as a driveway, and it was a long, straight driveway. But now my neighbour's bushes have so overgrown that... there's just a narrow pathway along a lot of it, and not very regular. So if it's dark, it's quite tricky to navigate. So I might see if I can... I'm not quite sure what to do along there. Maybe if I can put my hang my head torch on one of the branches, that might help. So, do I sound a bit excited? I think I am. I think this is a nice new idea, and it might be one way of keeping myself on writing. I mean, if I do this, maybe... Well, I'll see how it goes. I'll see how it goes tonight. See how it... pans out if it happens over a couple of weeks, and maybe think about doing it a couple of evenings a week, or an evening and a morning, depending on what other people are available to do. I kind of am really happy to do it online as well, but my writing, yes, so it's just a matter of finding writing times that suit more than just me. Looking down this pathway that I'm walking down now, and it's not too bad, apart from the lavendery bit. Well, it's not too bad because it's still daylight, I imagine, and I know it. So maybe I should look at it through different eyes. And then there's this branch that is very low and might garrot anyone taller than me, which is almost everybody. Well, the sun has well and truly gone down. It must... must be nearly time for those lovely sirens to come again. Thank you for coming on that walk. I'm now back inside and I can smell this coffee. Oh, gosh, it does smell damned good. I won't be drinking it, but I hope those who do will enjoy it. I do hope that you've had a good week. A good week. It's only just started. I do hope that you've had a really good day, and that you are able to engage with something you really, really want to do, and that you can enjoy the outside for a little bit, even if it's looking at it from the inside, that you get to move about a bit, that you are able sometimes to break out of the pattern of things if you are like me and a bit of a stick in the mud. I'm not suggesting you are, but I know that I have a tendency towards the familiar, towards not going outside the comfort zones that I've created. And if you're someone who is always out there doing things, I hope you can also find the stillness to find your creative well. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.